Regardless of what happens next in Afghanistan, all signs point to a smaller but continuing U.S. presence. The troops may withdraw, but American diplomats will continue to be stationed in Kabul, and they'll continue to be exposed to the dangers there. Yesterday, I spoke with former U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker, mostly about the violence in Syria and Iraq, but he also told me about the personal toll faced by diplomats in war zones. And Crocker should know, his career in the Foreign Service reads like a rogue's gallery of war zone postings. Afghanistan twice, Iraq twice, Syria, Kuwait, Pakistan, and Lebanon, where he survived the 1983 Beirut embassy bombing.
I've been called a crisis junkie. I wouldn't say that about myself, but I've felt that America's most important diplomatic work often needs to be done in some of the world's toughest places and under fire. So, you know, I've been pleased and proud to serve. I have to tell you, also pleased now to be teaching about it instead of doing it.
Given that and what you've been through, do you think diplomats, like soldiers, suffer from trauma?
Sure, we're human, and the State Department is very aware of that. For Foreign Service personnel who are coming out of, say, Iraq or Afghanistan, they have a debriefing by our medical folks and are told what to look for and possible symptoms that may develop later, and resources are available to them because we're often shoulder to shoulder, literally, with our brothers and sisters in uniform, run the same risks as we've seen in Benghazi and more recently in Kandahar. We're losing people. You know, we swear the same oath that our military brethren do. It means we have to be ready to run the same risks, and we're going to face the same challenges.
I mean, we've done extensive coverage of PTSD among veterans. Do you think you suffer in any way from trauma?
You know, so far, so good. I think the one time I really did have it, it was before we knew what it was, and that was after Beirut. But whatever it was, passed along, and I think I'm living a normal life. Friends look at me strangely sometimes, but I assume that's for other reasons.
How much did the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens in Benghazi last year raise this issue of trauma among diplomats?
Well, it was a huge loss to all of us. The officers of the Near East Bureau at State are a pretty small tribe, and I'd known Chris ever since he joined the service 20 years ago. Sadly, it's the risk you run if you're going to do diplomacy in hard places. And, of course, we're right to ask questions. What went wrong? How can it be done better? But more than the issue of trauma, I think there's the fundamental question of how America uses its foreign service, its diplomats. And I think we would be doing something dangerously wrong to say, well, because of this, we simply can't put diplomats in harm's way. If we do that, then, we're losing our effectiveness to shape the course of events in highly volatile and highly dangerous places. And if we don't shape events, they shape us. It's better to send in a dozen diplomats now than to have to send in a couple of divisions of Army and Marines later. And we need to accept that doing so means risk. You minimize it, but you're probably not going to avoid losing people. God knows we've lost so many of our service members. We were talking earlier about how much we share with them in these zones. Mm. Well, they're there to fight for America. We just do it in a different way. But we've got to be ready to run that risk, and the country has to be ready to let us run that risk.
That was former U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker and his thoughts on the dangers faced by American diplomats around the globe. You're listening to The World from PRI, Public Radio International.